Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. When you take the actual TOEFL test, you will not be allowed to take notes or write in your test book. You will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
Have you saved enough to buy that new printer for your computer yet?
You know, money seems to be burning a hole in my pocket lately. Maybe next month.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
We need a fourth player for tennis this morning. Do you want to join us?
I've got a class at 9, but Carol's free and she's really good.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 3.
I don't understand how this budget was calculated.
Let me have a look, okay?
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I'm going to the snack bar for a cup of coffee. Would you like me to bring you back something?
Not from the snack bar, but could you pick up a paper for me?
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I'll be coming straight from work, so I'll have to pack a change of clothes.
It's only a barbecue. Jeans and a t-shirt will be fine.
What does the woman imply? Number 6.
Man, I'm exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my history midterm exam.
Why do you always wait till the last minute?
What can be inferred about the man? Number 7.
Let's go watch the fireworks tonight.
I have tickets to the theater.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Do you think you could give me a ride to the library tonight?
I'd like to, but I'm heading in the other direction. I'm meeting Jean tonight.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
I want to pay you for that long-distance call I made, but I suppose you haven't gotten your phone bill yet.
Oh, but I have.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I've had my new stereo for a whole week, but I haven't yet figured out how to record a cassette.
Didn't an instruction manual come with it?
What does the woman imply? Number 11.
Is there a candy machine in this building?
Uh-huh. It's down the hall on your left, but it has an out-of-order sign on it.
What does the woman mean? Number 12.
I've had it with being sick in bed. I've read most of these magazines twice.
Well, if it'll help, I'll run to the store and get you some new ones.
What will the man probably do? Number 13.
You know, I've been watering my plants regularly, but they're still not doing well in my new dorm room.
Maybe instead of keeping them in the corner, you should put them directly in front of the window.
What does the woman imply? Number 14.
I think I'll take my mother to that French restaurant on Main Street for her birthday.
I hope it's not any time soon. They're usually booked up weeks in advance.
What does the man mean? Number 15.
That famous violinist our professor was talking about is going to be the soloist in next week's concert.
Great! I don't want to miss it. Where can we get tickets?
What will the speakers probably do next week? Number 16.
So, are you going over to Cindy's after class?
I'd like to, but she has a pet cat and I'm very allergic.
What does the man mean? Number 17.
One of the members of the dormitory council is quitting. Do you know of anyone who'd be interested in taking her place?
I'm not sure, but I'll certainly keep an eye out for you.
What will the man probably do? Number 18.
Have you heard about the new fitness center they're building downtown?
Yeah, I can hardly wait for it to open.
What does the man mean? Number 19.
Hi, I'd like to sign up for the film selection committee. Is this the right place?
Yes, it is. There are a lot of fun people on that committee, but you'll have to put in a lot of hours. I hope your schedule isn't too tight.
What does the woman imply? Number 20.
You don't seem to be able to sit still today. What's going on?
Today they announce who gets the big scholarship for next year.
How does the man probably feel? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
I'm really looking forward to the picnic tomorrow.
If we're lucky, we'll have some sun this year for a change.
What does the man imply? Number 22.
What a mess for the custodian to clean up.
You can say that again.
What does the man mean? Number 23.
I wish we had more time for lunch.
Me too. I get indigestion.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
You haven't seen a blue notebook, have you? I hope I didn't leave it at school.
Did you check that pile of books and papers you left on the desk last night?
What does the man imply? Number 25.
The berries on this bush look kind of tasty. Do you think I should try one?
I wouldn't. Even the birds stay away from that bush.
What does the woman imply? Number 26.
What did you do to your hair?
I just had to have it cut. It was always getting in my eyes.
What does the woman imply? Number 27.
You're on the right track. I just think you need to narrow the topic down.
Yeah, you're right. I always choose these broad areas when I'm doing a research paper.
What will the man probably do? Number 28.
When are you going to have your eyes checked?
I had to cancel my appointment. I couldn't fit it in.
What does the woman mean? Number 29.
Did you notice that Mark shaved off his beard over the summer?
Notice? I didn't even recognize him.
What does the man imply? Number 30.
I probably should have found out if you like spicy food.
Oh, but I appreciate all the trouble you went to. I guess I'm just not a very adventurous eater.
What can be inferred about the woman?
Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Gloria, how would you like to increase the extent of your educational and historical background?
Steve, I don't understand what you're saying at all.
I just took my final in History 101 this morning, and I'm trying to get rid of the books. They cost $80.
Why don't you try to sell them back to the bookstore?
I tried, but they'd only refund $20, and I paid so much more for them. I'd like to get at least $40.
Well, I'm not going to take History 101, so I'm not really interested in those books. Maybe you should ask some other friends.
I already have. Everyone I know has already taken History 101 and doesn't want those books.
Why don't you put up some advertisements in the history building? Maybe someone you don't know will call you and buy them.
I'll try, but I don't think that'll work.
Then you'll have to go back to the bookstore. After all, $20 is better than nothing.
Number 31. What is the topic of this conversation? Number 32. Why is the man interested in selling his books? Number 33. Why does the man not want to sell the books to the bookstore? Number 34. What does the woman suggest that the man do? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation about sleeping habits.
Did you know that the average time that people spend sleeping decreases considerably as they get older?
Really? I would have thought that the opposite was true, that people needed more sleep when they were older.
No. Studies clearly show that the need for sleep decreases rather than increases with age. I was just reading a journal article from my psychology class, and it contained some really interesting information about sleep.
Really? What did you find out?
Well, young babies required the most sleep. And that should come as no surprise. The average one-year-old sleeps about 13 hours a day. People in their 20s need about 8 hours of sleep a night.
Well, that sounds about right to me. That's my age group, and I know I'm at my best when I'm able to sleep that much each night. What about older people?
Well, the average amount of sleep decreases with age. And in the study I read, the average amount of sleep for people in their 50s was between 5 and 6 hours a night.
That's really surprising to me. I expected the opposite to be true.
Number 35. What information surprised the man? Number 36. Where did the woman learn this information about sleep? Number 37. What is the man's age group? Number 38. Approximately how many hours of sleep per night do 50-year-olds require? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page.